Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks so much for your belief and trust in us. It is Friday, the 7th day of July, 2017. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. A lot of news. You've got the G20 summit. You've got the Hamburg welcome to hell situation. You know, up a quarter of a million jobs in June. This, according to the official government reports, a record number of 153,168,000 employed. And of course, you've got the geopolitical issues. Of course, North Korea, the ICBM launch there. You've got. My goodness, where do you even start?
Trump met with President Putin today in Russia.
Yep.
There's everything from political commentaries and breakdowns to body language experts out there trying to describe what it is they're witnessing in the meeting between Trump and Putin.
There's a lot to body language. I will say this.
No, there is.
That show lied to me. I don't know. That was
it was on Fox favorite. For 3 years.
Yeah.
It was about a guy who started a company, an investigative company, based on lie detection through facial cues.
Well, yeah, and micro expressions, that's one thing. Okay, now I'll say this. There are a couple of tricks or a couple of things. You know, the feet are the furthest part of the anatomy from the brain. You want a lie detection, watch someone's feet. A couple of hints there. Also, you have to establish a baseline. In other words, certain things. It's not as easy as they make it out to be.
You have to establish the baseline so you know when.
That's right.
When you see the change, and
the stressors.
Yeah, the stressors. Right. And now they have the voice stress test, and then they have the old-fashioned polygraph, which hooked. But none of them are admissible in court, as there are room for error on both sides. You have people who are sociopaths who can, basically believe their own lies enough that they can get past the testing. And then you have other types of people who are so nervous, no matter what the questions that they're asked, they will look guilty. And that's why it's not a reliable method in court. Yet it is very, I'd say, 98% of the time is probably accurate.
You know, again, the fact the you could put a psychopath or a sociopath hook up a psychopath or sociopath onto a lie detector polygraph and watch that individual fool the lie detector, the average person is not going to be able to fool a lie detector, and more than likely not a voice stress analysis device. But I'm in favor of good old-fashioned gumshoe work as opposed to relying on machinery. Now, you know, of course, you're not going to be dragging along with you a 4,000 pound, let's say, an MRI to watch the various aspects of the brain light up when someone is talking to you or you're interviewing someone. But yeah, you know, the body language experts, I would not rely too much on that. That's how we get started in this conversation with respect to what's going on in what you see. Because you talk about editing out of context.
Yeah.
And this is one thing. Ted Brower is our guest, are actually running a shotgun the entire show with us, and he's got some great news, information, analysis. But I just want to say this. The news media will take snippets of video, and this is true without any reservation. I say this and then they will selectively edit the video, especially on the G20 or visible meetings, include in this case the G20. Now, what people like Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, and Center for Medical Progress have done, they don't selectively edit. What they do edit for content, edit for relevance.
Right. They don't edit to misrepresent the content. They edit for the relevance of the content.
That's right.
Same thing with the Center for Medical Progress. They never edit it.
I just said that. Were you listening?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, just like they, but on the other side, when you have, you know, this is why Trump a lot of times won't talk to, uses Twitter. Instead of talking to the mainstream media, these people will deceptively edit what he says to take it out of context.
And you know, Joe, I will say this. I thought Donald Trump just needed to get off Twitter. I really thought that.
A lot of people do.
But you know what? I think it's brilliant right now because he's talking directly to the people.
Right.
There's no control over what he says. It is really from the heart or from the mind, regardless of which. It doesn't matter what you think about Donald Trump.
He does have an ego, but yeah.
Oh, of course he. Well,
Twitter is a great tool.
In my view, if anybody who is running for president, you got to be like a really whacked out dude or dudette to want to be a president of the country. Because you're certainly not doing it for the money.
No. He actually gave his first paycheck away to, it's on Hagman Report from a few days ago, to a veterans group.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, as he promised, he was going to give away his presidential salary.
Okay. Before we bring Ted on, I just want to say this. I want to thank everyone who is part of the Hagman and the Hagman Report, network. Very special thanks to Eric the Tech for all he has done and is doing. Folks, we have some exciting news coming up, exciting announcements. We're not going to get into them today. I'm just going to say that we've got some very, very great things that will be taking place. I also want to officially reconfirm the fact that we have, through the Northeast Intelligence Network, a group of volunteer investigators or investigators who are working because they are patriotic Americans who have and continue to infiltrate various communist, Islamic, and other seditious groups all across the United States.
Yeah, we're not talking about ex mall security guards who got spy glasses out of Cracker Jack boxes here. We're talking about real deal investigators.
And you know, I feel very honored, and I'm humbled to be able to not direct them, but just to coordinate their efforts under the banner of the Northeast Intelligence Network. And here's just very quickly, here's how this is going to work. And I've been talking about HomelandSecurityUS.com coming alive again. Remember back after 9/11, I started that site to monitor Arabic language websites that were posting very inflammatory and seditious material and even plans. And we had turned that over to the FBI, and in some cases directly to the CIA, but primarily the FBI.
Oh, and that turning that information over did so much help. I mean, the FBI and the feds, you know, they went right in there and shut down all those Islamic training camps. And
which earned me an honorable mention by Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani from Jamaat al-Fukra group, and that his religious statement against me is still online. But having said all of that, and by the way, we did, and I will say this. Can I prove this? No. But I will tell you this, that our information stopped at least one domestic and at least two green zone, remember that, Iraq attacks back in the day.
The green zone was the American safe zone that was set up in Iraq during the Iraq war in 2003.
And I would attribute both of those to the intelligence of one investigator who went by the name of Archangel. And this is the only time in henceforth, where code names will be used, or not the real names will be used, because these, we're talking deep cover intelligence and investigative assets and operatives embedded within groups like Antifa, RevCom, and other groups. Now, I will mention this as well. When they go in, when these investigators go in, there are a lot of places are
no go zones.
Well, they will frisk you. They will pat you down. Okay.
Are we talking about the airport?
We're talking about these groups that have meetings. Remember when the Weather Underground had meetings? They will. We're talking similar meetings that are taking place today. They will pat you down. And so, where's the video? Well, you may see some video from, you know, outside of these venues, but inside, recording devices, video, cell phones, ain't happening. In fact, they make you put your cell phone in a locked safe, portable safe, in some cases. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to violate any operational
meeting with Paul McGuire.
Exactly.
Real quick, before we bring Ted on, I don't know how many people saw this today. Remember Mr. Hassan, Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter?
I do.
Who committed the atrocious act of workplace violence that left 13 dead and 31 wounded at Fort Hood.
Yeah.
He was sentenced to death today.
Federal?
Today in Fort Hood, Texas, Nadal Hassan, the Army psychiatrist, convicted in November of 2009 of shooting on a shooting rampage that left 13 dead and 31 wounded, was sentenced to death Wednesday by a military jury.
Okay, military jury. Okay, that's much different, of course. So I think there goes the meme of workplace violence.
Yeah.
Okay, you cannot have it both ways. So there it is. All right. Just one more thing, getting back to Northeast Intelligence Network, I just want to say that we are being respectful with respect to the intelligence and information we get. We provide it to the appropriate agencies first. Verify that there is, number one, action being taken, and number two, that we make some certain verifications, and then, of course, we publish. We will be publishing. We will begin publishing our findings to the public very soon. And so I watch that. And the reason I mention that is you don't want to find... You've got to... There are ways to do investigations, and I know people are out there with a camera, walking around with a camera, and giving real-time investigative results. Now, there's a very positive... there's some good to that. There's some positive stuff to that. And then there are some very, not just off-putting, but very dangerous aspects to that. And when I say dangerous, you can be your own worst enemy. I suppose that might be the best way to say it. So, we don't do it that way. We do not furnish the real-time intelligence only because I've seen this happen in the past, and it can go sideways. It puts people in jeopardy.
Everybody in jeopardy.
And especially not just the innocent people, but the actual people who are involved in the investigation. So having said all of that, I wanted to get all that in there, and I want to say that, one last thing. Folks, we are a listener supported show. I'm not afraid to ask. We are beginning to outpace our supply lines. We've got so many people. We do cover the expenses of the investigators if they have to get into, or if they've got to travel, if they've got to stay overnight. We've got to, so we cover that. We cover a lot of expenses we don't normally cover. We are attempting now, we're not going to announce this right now, but we're growing in other ways as well, broadcast wise.
And you should see that before the month then.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Yes, yes. And we are also judiciously increasing our staff. But again, this is only for the effectiveness, in order to bring you a better product. So when you, at the end of the 3-hour segment, or show, you would be able to say, okay, I learned something. I know more now than I did before. And we are also, if you look at our YouTube channel, we are also segmenting our broadcasts. So having said all of that, this does take money. We're outpacing our supply lines. We ask if you have it, if you can help support our broadcast, please do so. There's a PayPal link on our website. We pray over every investment we make in terms of expansion, in terms of operation. We agonize over it, but we pray over it. We look at it and say, do we really need this? Can it be done less expensive? But at the end of the day, our goal is to inform you, to bring as many people into the Christian worldview as possible, and to fight the good fight, to expose the pedophiles, to expose the evil, to expose the communist and infiltration in our government and the sedition, to do what others are not doing. And we also help out others who are doing the same. And I just want to say thank you. If you've already helped us and are helping us, thank you beyond any, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. If you can see to it, we certainly would be open for additional assistance as well. We promise a good product.
And if you can't donate monetarily, the prayers are something that we're just so blessed to have an audience out there who prays for us, and we can't thank you guys enough for doing that and showing support by spreading the word about the show to your friends and family by word of mouth. Word of mouth is the most popular form of and most effective form of advertising. And so many emails that we do get, I'll read, my cousin or my aunt, turn me on to your show, and I listen every night now, and it's so wonderful, and I tell all my friends about it, and we can't thank you guys enough for doing that.
Absolutely.
So thank you for all your support, however it comes, even if it's just by listening to the show.
And that's it. And we are not a ministry. We are an informational broadcasting platform. However, we bring ministers and pastors and the like in order to provide that Christian worldview. And we also bring movers and shakers like Ted Brower, who know more than I could ever. Ted Brower has probably forgotten more than I will ever know on so many subjects. I can tell you that right now. He's a star. He really is. And he's a good friend of the program. He supports this program. And his products are second to none, healthmasters.com. That's his website. And Eric, if you can, or if you don't mind, and folks, we are going to skip the bottom of the hour break, because we've already taken up a lot of Ted's time, and I want to give him the full benefit of the show. So we'll skip this bottom of the hour break, and I want to thank Global Star Radio Network for allowing us to do that. And I also want to welcome those people watching on YouTube and listening via Blog Talk Radio. Ted Brower, thank you so very much for your patience as we walk through those announcements.
Oh, Doug, Joe, my pleasure. I love being on with you guys. And I want to address a few things in the news real quick if I can. You were talking about the G20 summit. A lot of my friends who are quote kind of on the liberal side, not I don't have a lot of those, but a few of them have sent me emails now and texts and telling me that it's Donald Trump is the reason that these protests are so massive. That's not true. When the G20 summit met with Obama, there were massive protests also. So this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's that the world is waking up, and the world is beginning to realize that these G20 countries are pretty much telling everybody else what to do, and they're all being controlled by their central banks, and they don't want to have that happen any longer. Now, number two I wanted to address, Doug, is that you said that a lot of these videos that you're watching and a lot of these outtakes are being edited. Let me give you a perfect example of that. There used to be a TV evangelist. His name was Robert Shuler. He had a thing called the Crystal Cathedral out of California. And he was kind of like a Zig Ziglar or Joel Osteen, so to speak. And I know a lot of people don't like Joel Osteen, but a lot of people love Zig Ziglar. And I knew Robert Schuller, and they asked me to come speak at the Crystal Cathedral for their TV broadcast. In fact, his son is the one who did that. Now, the old Robert Schuller, Robert Schuller Sr., he died several years ago. They brought me out there back in the 90s, and they interviewed me in front of the congregation there at the Crystal Cathedral. And I did on the top 10 foods never to eat, etc. And what was interesting about this is I went back in the back with their producer, and this is a pretty liberal congregation being in California. I mean, he really didn't emphasize Jesus. I know a lot of stuff about Robert Schuller that you guys don't want to know if you guys are fans. And I'm not going to say it. In fact, I know him personally. But what was interesting about this is I was in there talking to the producer, and they had had Colin Powell on like a month earlier. And Colin Powell was out there. At that point, Colin Powell was a Republican. He was extremely conservative at that point, we all thought. And Colin Powell's a friend of mine. And what ended up happening is when Colin Powell was speaking at the Crystal Cathedral, he received a very cold response. But when they aired him on the TV show, they edited in the entire crowd standing and applauding for him, Doug and Joe. It never happened. They never stood and applauded for Colin Powell. They basically did not applaud at all. If just a minimum amount, and they never stood. So they had another guest come in one day who they all stood up and applauded for that guest, and they used the footage from the crowd standing and applauding, and they edited that in for Colin Powell's reception at the Crystal Cathedral. I know that to be a fact. So wow. This is the kind of stuff they do on a regular basis. And it was interesting. It was interesting to me because I didn't realize how many quote unquote medical professionals were in that crowd that day when I was speaking. And I just straight called out the top 10 foods never to eat. And I'll never forget what happened. I had flown out to California to do this show. It was one of the largest TV broadcasts in the world at that point, had one of the biggest coverage footprints. And I'll never forget Robert Schuller Jr., who was a friend of mine, interviewed me on the platform. And because of the controversy nature of me telling the truth that nutrition affected health, which is what I was promoting, which I have always promoted, they refused to air the show on their networks. They refused to air it. They did the show, and it did not pass the editorial board, so I was not even aired. I was able to speak at the Crystal Cathedral, but the show was never aired. So these guys will do whatever they need to do to do what they to make you say what they want you to say. And of course, now the Crystal Cathedral is no longer there. It's been sold off. I think it got sold to a Catholic church over there, the diocese in California. The senior Schuller's gone. He's passed away. And the Robert Schuller Jr. is doing something else now. But what's interesting about this is they also relied on listener support. And what ended up happening is they ended up not getting enough listener support. And they ended up going off the air. Now, this is why the reason I wanted to tie all this together was this, guys. Doug and Joe Hagman, they're the real deal. These guys are like in the middle of the trenches, like with me and my son Austin, and they're really giving you good information on a daily basis throughout the month. They're always on TV. And you guys who don't do the radio shows, I know a lot of people who do radio shows or podcasts are listening tonight, but if you don't understand how much time it takes to prep for one show and the associated staff that has to be in place, especially for a huge broadcast like Hagman and Hagman, especially when you're on YouTube and you're on cameras, you've got crew, all of this stuff costs money, guys. Now, Robert Schuller would always come on and say, you know, send money, your donations, etc. We don't do all of that on our show, and we don't do all that, you know, when we're promoting our, you know, stuff. We just ask you to support Health Masters. And so, guys, I want you to support Hagman and Hagman. I want to have this platform that they've developed get huge. I want them to be one of the largest networks. There's absolutely no reason they can't be as big as Alex Jones. There's no reason for that. But we have to have your support to allow that to happen. If everybody listening gave a dollar, just a dollar, and don't tell me a dollar will affect your lifestyle because it will not, and I know that. You can give either via a debit card or a credit card on PayPal, a dollar, $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you can afford to support this broadcast, please do so. If everybody listening tonight simply gave a dollar, it would cover all of the expenses and allow for massive, massive expansion. This allows Doug and Joe to continue to have a commercial-free broadcast. If you listen to GCN, and I'm not picking on GCN because all stations are pretty much like this, every 7 to 8 minutes, sometimes every 2 to 3 minutes, they're going to give you a 1 to 3 minute commercial, sometimes 4 to 5 minute commercial, and you basically get about 35 minutes worth of news in a one-hour broadcast. That's not what Doug and Joe do. They're very select on the sponsors they allow to bring on. As far as the products they have, they always bring the best stuff to you guys, and they haven't turned this thing into an every 3 or 4 minutes you have to listen to a commercial. Because, guys, that really affects the continuity of the show. When a person's on a roll and they have to stop in the middle of the roll just to have a commercial, it's frustrating. I know when I did the show for the late Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, way back when, 2 or 3 years ago, I remember I was so frustrated, Doug, Joe, I'd bring a guest on, and I would basically be sitting there, and I'd be listening to commercials, like, for an hour and a half in a three-hour show, and I finally thought, this is nuts. I said, who in the world can listen to this? And a lot of other talk show hosts, they've done the same thing. And so, guys, listen to me. Promote Hagman to your friends. Tell everybody about this show and tell them about the Ted Nossen Brower Show, which premieres or plays immediately following this show tonight. And tell everybody to support Hagman and Hagman. And don't tell me you don't have a dollar. For heaven's sakes, if you don't have a dollar, I'll give you a dollar. Okay, oh my gosh. I mean, you've got to have the ability. I'm not even joking. I mean,
you want my address, Ted?
Pardon me? Yeah, I'll probably have to send you a dollar, Joe. But the whole thing is, guys, don't be that person. The Bible says that a workman is worth his wages. And the programming that Hagman and Hagman bring you every single night, and you know, and it's basically unedited. I mean, this is live radio and nobody's scripted. I mean, so you get the truth of what's happening. Like, my friends are trying to blame everything, like I said earlier, on Donald Trump with the G20 summit. No, everybody's had enough of the G20 summit. And quite frankly, all of these guys are running around wearing masks. You don't know who in the world they are. They're probably the same groups that Soros brings in from all over the world. Who knows if he ran a Twitter feed over in Germany or Spain or whatever and paid everybody expenses to come protest. Nobody knows what's really going on over there. And also, this is so important, guys. The people that are protesting in Germany right now, because I did see a protest in Dresden last year when I was there, and it was probably had about 2,000-3,000 people I talked about on your show, and they were talking about, they were pro-Muslim immigration, and they were against trying to ban Muslims. This is the craziest thing you've ever heard. Guys, I'm not picking on Muslims, guys, but you have a culture from the Middle East and from North Africa that's diametrically opposed to the culture of Europe. They drove the Muslims out back in the 1400s. In the last, I believe it was in 1492, they handed over the keys to Alhambra in Spain. And they drove the last more stronghold out. Guys, the Muslims, when they come in and they're the soldiers that are coming in and they're hardcore Sharia law, they don't want to come in and assimilate. They want to come in and change and force the population to change. I don't know what the heck's going on with Angela Merkel, why she's so stuck on stupid that she's not seeing this, but she has come on radio and TV and on the internet and on interviews and said that within 30 years that Germany will be a Muslim nation. Now, guys, if that's okay with Germany and they're willing to continue to keep her in office, that's entirely up to her. But guys, I want to keep our Christian country that we have, that we developed through the Protestant work ethic back in the 15, 16, 17, 1800s, and realize that this country is something that's never been seen on this planet before. And we've got to continue to expose the tyranny that's corrupted our planet and our country. And we have to show everybody that this kind of stuff is not okay. So I just want to kind of promote you guys for a little bit on that, Joe. But then I've got a whole bunch of other stuff that we can talk about tonight. We can start with nutrition if you guys like. And I also want to talk about the 5G network and what they're really doing with a 5G network. I want to tie this all together in a nice little bundle, why this is being released. Plus, the last 30 minutes of the show tonight, you guys stay tuned, we're going to take phone calls. Any health questions, any health concerns, phone calls. And we're going to take them as quick as we possibly can, because the last time we did this was, 3 or 4 months ago. We had an overwhelming response, Doug and Joe. And I want to do that from 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on until 10. We're going to take as many phone calls as we can. So if you've been trying to get in touch with me or Joe or Doug, or you have a problem that you can't correct, please write it down, read it to us, keep it very short and succinct, and I'll give you solutions if we have one from a nutritional standpoint. So guys, wherever you want to go, we can go with national and international news right now. We can go with the 5G network, or we can start on the health stuff. Your show, what do you want to do?
Well, Ted, I just want to start by backing up something that you just mentioned about Germany and how Merkel said in 30 years it would be a Muslim nation. I've been doing some research on the rise and fall of governments from Babylon to Rome. And one study I came across shows the number of similarities between Rome and the United States. From economic mismanagement to social entitlement, decay of the military. And they say one of the major economic downfalls of Rome was inflation. And also, it was different forms of social welfare, where you saw revenue being raised on what they'd call the middle class, and this would fall into the entitlements, and the weight of the tax burden fell largely on the middle class, which led to the destructions of societies, and then on top of that, war, brought down. Was a number. Those were the number of the factors that brought down Rome, and we are on a similar path here in the United States, as we see, the inflation issue with our dollar, and the war based economy. So it would be very beneficial to people to do some research on the best countries in history, the best governments in history, from Babylon to Rome, to Greece, to see what it was that made them so great, and at the same time that made them fall, and then look at that compared to where we are as a country.
Okay. Oh, gosh. You're going to get me cranked up on this one, Joe. Number one, Babylonian money magic, synagogue of Satan. Rome, they basically had their money supply fractionated like we've done in our country. It destroyed the country through debt. I mean, whenever you allow these bankers to come in and start messing with the money supply, start using fractional reserve banking or Babylonian money magic, it's also known, I think, but Paul McGuire has called it that multiple times, you allow them to come in and take control of the country, and it becomes unsustainable. Like, let's look at Illinois for a second. We covered this on my show today with Austin. Illinois basically at this point tried to have a massive increase in state income tax, which was vetoed. Now, what's interesting about this is, it was vetoed or didn't pass, I don't remember, but what happened is this. Illinois, because of their legacy costs, because of pensions and all the stuff they're doing in the entire state, has basically gone bankrupt. Now, what do I mean by that? When you have a state employee has a very secure job with health care, et cetera, a lot of times these state employees in some cities and in some states, when they retire after 20 to 30 years, they get up to 50% of their income for the rest of their life. Now, when you first do that in the first few generations, it's easy to handle that on a tax burden. But what happens is, over a period of time, with more and more and more and more people start basically retiring, you have a higher legacy cost, that's what these are called, than you do on people that are actually on current payroll. This is what happened with General Motors, one of the reasons it filed bankruptcy years ago. And so this is what's happening in Illinois, this is what's happening in California. Then you throw the social welfare programs in, and you tell people, hey, by the way, you don't have to work. We're going to give you money for free. You basically allow them to go ahead and get into the tax rolls as far as a recipient of the money being paid in by those who work. So what ends up happening is exactly what you said, Joe. Every country that tries to implement these Babylonian money practices ends up going into a situation in which it becomes insolvent. It simply can't pay its debt any longer. With the derivatives being done in U.S. currency now over in the quadrillions of dollars, with hundreds of trillions of dollars literally on the books with the Social Security funds, et cetera, in the United States, and all of these pensions that aren't able to be funded, this is where the United States is headed. In fact, Ron Paul said he would not doubt if we had a massive drop in the stock market within the next 90 days. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. I don't like giving dates like that. But here's the thing. We can't continue doing what they did in Rome. The reason the Rome fell, my dad, I asked him one time, I said, Dad, why did Rome fall? And he says, they stopped raising little Romans. We stopped raising little Americans. We no longer have patriotism. We no longer have a work ethic. We have basically taught our kids to sit around and play on iPods and iPhones all day and not even get outside and do yard work or help. Yesterday we had to cut the hedges at my office. We had some hedges that were cherry laurel that had grown to like 25 feet tall. They had completely overwhelmed the parking area of the office. They hadn't been cut in years as far as from a top, being topped. And so we ended up bringing a crew in to basically cut the doggone hedges down and move them to the road to be hauled off. It was like a whole day affair. What ended up happening is I sent my 14-year-old daughter and my 18-year-old son to basically drag limbs to the road, in which they had to do this until 9:30 last night. I had neighbors walking up to me last night and asking, what in the world is up with your kids? We can't even get our kids to do the dishes. Your kids are out doing like manual physical labor until 9:30 at night, and they've never complained one time. We've stopped raising little Americans in the United States. We've stopped teaching them the Protestant work ethic. When Lyndon Johnson came in, he developed his Great Society program. It took low-income whites and low-income blacks, and it forever impoverished them into sometimes decades and decades of basically welfare. And we've taught them that it's okay to be living off the state proceeds, and that we don't have to require anything from them as far as productivity. Guys, it doesn't work. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. So my kids have learned a long time ago, if they want benefits, they have to work. And then last night, the lady, one of our neighbors was a hairdresser, and Savannah wanted to get her number because she wants to get her hair done, right? My 14-year-old. And the lady said, well, just give me your cell phone number, and you can go, I'll text you my information. And Savannah goes, I don't have a cell phone. Dad won't let me have a cell phone. I don't have an iPhone. I don't have any cell phone at all. And I walked over. I said, why does she need a cell phone? She's 14. She's not driving anywhere. I said, our children don't get cell phones when they're 10 years old. She goes, well, my son's 10-year-old, and he has a cell phone. He has an iPhone. I said, well, that's right, but your son is inside, and he's not even coming out to work. He won't do anything. He said he won't stay. He stays in front of the iPad or the iPhone all day or the TV all day and refuses to do any work. Guys, this is the generation that we're raising, this snowflake generation that we currently have in the school systems. May the good Lord help this country when these guys are in control and in charge, because these guys are so politically correct, they nauseate me. You say one thing to them, they start crying. It's absolutely awful. We've got to start going back, Joe, to talk about what you just mentioned and start raising little Americans again. And that's what the show is all about, raising little Americans and making people realize it's not okay not to work. It's not okay not to eat healthy. It's not okay to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 pounds overweight. That's not okay. Nobody ever wrote down that that's okay. And we have to remember our health is our most valuable asset, and we have to take care of it. We have to treat it accordingly. But right now, we have so many Americans that are so sick, Joe. And let me read, this is an interesting article.
If I can jump in real quick, Ted, one of the things of the study on Rome versus the United States today that I found so interesting, it states how Rome was also founded as a republic and on republic ideology. But they said when it began its decline, just like in the U.S., they found similarities. One, economic mismanagement, decay in the military strength, and they also said an influx of varying cancers and illnesses. Mm-hmm. And this was from Rome.
Yeah, and also they had varying people come in. See, the culture itself was degraded because of the influx of massive amounts of migration into Rome. Rome at that time was, several thousand years ago, was a city of close to 1 million people, according to historians that I've read. And that's a huge, huge city. I mean, that's monstrous for those kinds of times. That's when the Colosseum was there. And what we have to understand something, guys, is that, when you have economic mismanagement, when you have other cultures coming in, look what happened to Solomon. Look what happened to King Solomon, the wisest man in the world, when he started marrying all these women from all these other nations and bringing in all these other concubines from all these other nations. And they brought all this black magic witchcraft into his doggone palace, and he started listening to them and started being involved in all of that mess and fell away from God for a time until he repented and came back later on in his life. Guys, it's so important that we stay focused on what we know from the Word of God. We have to realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it says that the only thing that matters is to serve God and obey His commandments. It's not about getting stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. Stuff's nice. It's nice having a nice house or a nice car or having some decent clothes or whatever, though I don't really get dressed up much anymore. I kind of enjoy being relaxed. But the reality is this. I mean, it's nice to have that stuff, but guys, when you check out of here, you're leaving all that stuff behind. You're coming in this world naked. You're pretty much leaving as your spirit when you walk away from your body and when you basically leave. So it doesn't matter about stuff. Stuff shouldn't be our primary goal. Our primary goal should be to serve God and obey His commandments and to raise a legacy child, a child that's going to stand for God, for the principles of the Word of God. Every morning I get up, and I'm not trying to say that I'm any better than anybody else because I certainly don't believe that, but every morning the first thing we do in the morning, but most of the time before we even have breakfast, is we have prayer time. And it may be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, depends on how long we have a family talk before the prayer time. But everybody, all the kids, pray out loud every morning when we have our prayer time, out loud. Nobody gets to do a little silent prayer. Everybody has to pray. You say, why do you do that? I'm doing that because I want them to do that with their children. I want to have them raising champion kids. I mean, Harrison just graduated valedictorian of the collegiate high school class. 130 kids, the top kids in our county, went to high school and college at the same time. Harrison was valedictorian of that group. Now you say, why did it happen? Well, because we raised him in a disciplined household as far as making sure he did what he said he was going to do. And secondly, we made sure he had the right nutrients for his brain. And third, we made sure he had good study habits. And this is what we taught these kids how to do. Plus, these kids weren't immunized. Always remember that. None of my children have been immunized. Austin had one shot one time, got unbelievably sick from a tetanus shot, and that's the end of that for me and the rest of these kids. Because, guys, it's not worth it to me to put poisons and toxins into their brain and aluminum adjuvants into their brain and dumb them down as far as from an IQ standpoint and cause all types of autoimmune diseases which we're going to discuss in just a few moments. But also one more thing I want to read to you that ties right together with what happened with Rome. And this is an extract from Thomas Jefferson's letter to H. Tompkins. This is a letter that was actually written by Thomas Jefferson at Monticello, July the 12th, 1816. Quote, "I am not among those who fear the people. They and not the rich are our dependents for continued freedom." And he's got this old English in us, you have to just kind of listen to it, "and to preserve their independence. We must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. If we run into such debts as that we must be taxed in our meat, our food, and our drink, in our necessities, and our comforts, and our labors, and our amusements, our callings, and our creeds, as the people of England are, our people, like them, must come to labor 16 hours out of 24 hours, 16-hour workdays, and give the earnings of 15 hours of their work to the government for their debts and daily expenses, and the 16th being insufficient to afford us bread. We must live as they do now on oatmeal and potatoes." This is from Thomas Jefferson, because he's warning, because he knew about the money things. He was one of the strongest advocates against the central bank, because he knew what it would do and what the Rothschilds had done to Europe and to England. So he was trying to warn the people this in 1816, you know, some 30 years after the independence, you know, of the United States, a little bit over longer than that. This is, Thomas Jefferson's already pretty old when he wrote this. But guys, it's so important that we realize that we have to stay true to the founding fathers. Like you said, Joe, Rome was founded as a republic, but then it started losing its ability to be a republic when it started taxing its people into this nightmare, and then pretty soon Caesar became Caesar and became a dictator. This is what happened with Rome. We can't allow our federal government to get so large and so bloated and so full of bureaucracy that it can do anything it wants to do to us whenever it wants to do to us and not be checked. Guys, we all had a huge breath of fresh air when Hillary Clinton didn't win. But now we've got to keep Donald Trump's feet to the fire and make sure he does everything he possibly can to do everything in his abilities to correct the situation that's been caused by all of these years of mismanagement. And I include Bush Sr., I include Clinton, I include Bush Jr. and Barack Obama. This is when that group of power-hungry people that were aligned with Hitler through Prescott Bush took power and have basically run the United States into a ditch. Now, Trump has put a lot of the same people back into power, especially Gottlieb and the FDA. That all needs to be checked. Now, I don't know what Trump's trying to do. I think he's trying to stay alive in a shark full of, in a tank full of great whites swimming in the middle of this mess. So I'm hoping, Doug and Joe, that he's going to continue to work to the best of his ability to try to correct and undo a lot of these things that have happened in the last 20, 30 years. But guys, Scalise, when he was shot a few weeks ago, and now he's back in the hospital in intensive care, remember the day he was shot was the day they were coming to a vote about massively reducing the amount of regulation on silencers and everything else with guns in the United States. That's a huge legislation that had been lobbied for, and that was the day they were going to debate that and get it passed and get it pushed through. That's the day he got shot. And always remember, guys, it has not been brought back up again for debate or for discussion. So we have to keep this thing in our minds, in our prayers, and pray this guy recovers from all this stuff, guys. What do you think?
Yeah. And it's to me, it's no coincidence that shooting. Of all the places, that the venues, of all the targets, of all the and how the entire thing went down, I just have a lot of questions with respect to that. But I find it very interesting that that bill, as well as a few others, including but not limited to pedogate, human trafficking,
that's right.
As well.
That's right.
And by the way, folks, if you do make some time to listen to Ted and Austin's show today. I do it every day, but today especially, because I thought today you guys were exceptionally brilliant with respect to at least the topic of Illinois. I wanted to make sure I got that in there, but nonetheless, it's wow, just wow. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, real quick, I want to cover something real quick. I want to talk about why so many people are so sick in the United States. This article was written by a guy by the name of Papia, and it's almost like one of my books that I wrote years ago. In fact, I've got a special offer for you guys tonight. So let me mention one of this book real quick. My book, my international bestseller, had close to 1 million copies sold. I've got a couple of boxes left of hard copies, a couple boxes. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a signed book to everyone who orders $300 worth of stuff for free. So in other words, when you order $300 of stuff, you're going to get this $20 book, hard copy, it's hardback, signed by me. Everybody gets one who orders $300 worth of stuff in the next week. We also have a Doug 5 coupon right now for 5% off everything. These are all the non-sale items. Plus, we have our Superfood Complete on sale for over 30% off. This has been a huge seller, and this is just, and we decided to really just promote this one really hard tonight with your show. It's 30% off. This is a product that basically represents an advanced comprehensive approach to supporting the body's detox process. It contains amino acids, micronutrients, a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals, essential fats, and metabolic cofactors as an indispensable adjunct to an effective detox program. We're all being poisoned by so much junk in the environment. This one really helps to detoxify your body. The combination of pea and rice protein makes this basically a vegetarian product. It's non-GMO protein source that is easily digested and achieves an amino acid score of 100%, a measure of how efficiently a protein meets the protein synthesis needs of children and adults. It does not contain any milk, soy, wheat, corn, or animal-based protein. I love this product. It's almost like it's just a phenomenal protein drink in the morning. That's 30% off. It's called our basically Superfood Complete. Plus, if you order $300 worth of stuff, you get a 30%, if you order $300 stuff, you get a signed Maximum Energy book. And basically, we're going to have a sale on the Superfood Complete for over 30% off. So, and Doug 5 is the coupon on all non-sale items. But let's talk right now why Americans are so sick. In the early 1900s, Doug, infectious diseases were the leading cause of death in the United States. Tuberculosis, pneumonia, diarrhea. This caused like 30% of the deaths. However, by the end of the 20th century, deaths from chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, and stroke have replaced the deaths from infectious diseases. The U.S. has also been experiencing an epidemic of autoimmune diseases. The prevalence of various autoimmune diseases that involve brain and immune system dysfunction, such as celiac disease, lupus, multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, is so common that it's been normalized. Considering that chronic degenerative diseases are now the leading cause of death and disability in the U.S., it is puzzling. Now, this is really interesting. It is puzzling that public health officials continue to focus their efforts on preventing infectious diseases through vaccination, but appear to be considerably or less concerned about the prevalence of chronic illness and autoimmune diseases. In other words, they're trying to get optometrists now and pharmacists to start giving flu shots to people and trying to get everybody injected with more and more and more vaccines, Doug and Joe, but they're not even addressing the fact of what's causing all of this death and disease in the United States. They're acting like it's 1900 and we have infectious diseases like tuberculosis and pneumonia and that are killing people. Chronic diseases are the leading cause of death and disability in the United States. Chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, chronic lung disease, a lot of that's from the chemtrails, by the way, stroke, type 2 diabetes account for most deaths in the United States. These diseases are responsible for 7 out of 10 deaths in Americans each year. In 2011, last time we have statistics on this, 171 million people, more than half the population of America, had at least one or more chronic disease. I'm going to repeat that. 1 million had it. That's half the population had more than one chronic disease. Chronic diseases and disabilities among children and adolescents are escalating. The rate of chronic health conditions among children in the U.S. has increased from 12.8% to 26%. That's 1 in 4, particularly for asthma, obesity, and behavior and learning problems. Epidemiological studies show that 1 in 4 children, or 15 to 18 million children under the age of 17 years of age, suffer from chronic health problems. Autoimmune diseases are among the most prevalent diseases in the U.S., affecting more than 23 million Americans, particularly women. More than 80 autoimmune diseases have been identified. The most common of these affecting Americans are type 1 diabetes, lupus, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, and celiac disease. Historically, autoimmune diseases have not been common. This is something that we have to understand. The prevalence of both autoimmune diseases and allergies has been increasing in the U.S. since the 50s. Now, there are a lot of theories about this, and one of my reasons that I say this is happening, Doug and Joe, is because of the massive increase of immunizations in people and in children. When you take a product that contains soy or peanut or whatever and you inject it into the body, you create an allergen on that body. This is what they do in these immunizations. These are called adjuvants, and they increase the infection at the injection site to supposedly increase the antibody production. The problem is if you inject that directly into the muscle, when these antibodies come by to pick this stuff up, they'll pick up a percentage of your muscle or connective tissue with it, and they create antibodies against your own tissue or muscle, causing a lot of these autoimmune diseases. This is one of the theories that says this is happening, and that's directly because of immunizations and this massive increase we've had in these immunizations, which we'll talk about more in a few minutes. Plus, it's also about the GMO foods. When you start taking foods and you start soaking them in glyphosate, like corn and soybeans and wheat, before they're harvested, you put this glyphosate into the food supply, it poisons the population. And we've done extensive shows on that. I'm not going to do that tonight, in which I've gone back into the actual research that was done by Monsanto back in the 70s that was released through the Freedom of Information Act, showing over a dozen different types of cancer and problems associated with glyphosate or Roundup. Now, guys, we're not making this stuff up. And the fact that California is now listing as a probable carcinogen and that they're trying to fight them doing this is absolutely ridiculous. This is a poisonous mess. If you've got weeds in your yard and you want to get rid of them, you salt. Go get some salt to use for a water softener. Go get some salt to use in a swimming pool. Go get some table salt if you have it from insects. So it'll kill the weeds and do a good job without poisoning the ground. Very
vinegar
important,
too.
Guys. Pardon me?
Vinegar. My grandmother used to have me pour, I believe it was apple cider vinegar on the weeds, and it would kill them. Also.
Vinegar works very, very well, but it's a lot of times it only kills the greening part of the leaf. It doesn't kill them at the root. The salt will kill them at the root. It lasts a long, long time. But the vinegar will work. If you want a really good combination, Joe, mix the vinegar and the salt together. It makes a phenomenal product to spray on stuff. But whatever you do, make sure you spray that. You rinse your sprayer out extremely well. I had one of our people who worked for me basically I had a really nice backpack sprayer, and he filled it up with salt and vinegar, didn't clean it out, left the salt and vinegar in there. I think he did it on purpose. He no longer works for me, and it completely corroded the entire backpack sprayer. So it's useless. I had to throw it away. So be very careful when you use a lot of that in backpack sprayers, because it will corrode and, you know, and destroy the internal mechanisms. You have to make sure you wash them out very, very, very well, guys.
Ted, I wanted to, while we were talking about cancer, I came across a very interesting study that I wanted to get your opinion on. Now, this is the video I just tried to find it. It was from August 20th, 2013, and it's a Japanese doctor, and I'll have to send you his name, but he talks about the power of negative ions. And he did studies on mice. He infected different rats and mice with cancers, and then exposed one set of the cancerous mice to negative ions for, I forget what it was, 60 minutes a day maybe. And the rats that were not given the ions, and he shows this all out in a YouTube video, the negative ions apparently, or the negative energy, the rats actually ended up dying of natural causes, where the rats that were given cancer without the negative ions got these terrible, sores and ended up dying very painful deaths from not receiving any type of treatment. Have you ever heard of this study?
Yes. And let me tell you a little bit about that. The negative ion generators, in fact, if you remember, Sharper Image was a retail high-end store for years and years and years. It's out of business, and it developed a air filter that used negative ion technology, which actually increases the oxygen in the air. And people started having some asthma issues with it, and they got involved in a giant class action lawsuit, which shut the entire corporation down. That's why Sharper Image is gone, if you ever wonder what happened to those guys. They always had some very unique products. This is the negative ions. When they increase the oxygen in the body, what they do is they allow the blood to become oxygenated. Now, when that happens, cancer is an anaerobic disease, Joe and Doug. It cannot live in the presence of oxygen. So when you have high amounts of oxygen in the bloodstream, when you're well oxygenated, it makes it very difficult for cancer to grow, and you have a much lower cancer death rate. That's why a lot of doctors now are using hyperbaric oxygen treatment with patients who have cancer. Now, also, there's some other things you can do to massively increase your immune system, which we'll talk about in a minute, but I'll mention this now, is you can use turmeric, you can use potassium iodine, about 12.5 milligrams, and vitamin D D3 with K2. I always take D3 and K2 together and use the turmeric, the D3, the K2, and you also use the vitamin C IVs if you have a problem with cancer. This is what Katie Whalen did, who is Dave Hodges' co-host, and she was able to recover working with her doctor in Colorado from breast cancer, when she had a very aggressive type of breast cancer, and she was able to completely avoid any chemotherapy or any radiation and is now 100% cancer-free. I have another friend of mine who was working with a doctor in South Carolina, and he also used the same protocol for a glial brain tumor, and it's the only time I've ever seen a glial brain tumor not be fatal. Now, glial brain tumors are those that have like tentacles on them, and they kind of get through the brain and wrap themselves around the brain, kind of like you'd see in one of those alien movies where they kind of wrap around your brain. It's an awful, awful, awful disease. I'm not trying to make light of it. It's awful what it does. And what ended up happening, that was Paul. He was able to fully recover, you know, working with his doctor, doing that type of protocol that I just mentioned. So, guys, there's all kinds of natural things that you can do to massively increase your immune system without the use of drugs. In fact, chemotherapy, a new study was just released this month, that says chemotherapy may actually spread cancer and trigger more aggressive tumors. Scientists are warning you right now about what's going on. This was a Dr. George Karaginas of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in Yeshiva University of New York. He found that a number of doorways had increased, and the number of cancer doors was increased in 20 patients received two commonly used chemotherapy drugs. He also discovered that in mice, breast cancer chemotherapy increased the number of cancer cells circulating in the body and in the lungs. He said that women could be monitored during chemotherapy to check if cancer was starting to circulate and the doorways were emerging for other types of cancer. Remember, guys, chemotherapy destroys your immune system. It basically poisons you is what it does. Radiation basically burns you. And of course, the cutting of the breasts and basically removing breasts can actually increase the, you know, it's basically butchering a woman. I hate to talk like that. That's what it is. If you have a double mastectomy with a surgeon who doesn't know what he's doing. And now we find out that just taking 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every single day, which is the dosing that you need to get good results, massively reduces the risks of breast cancer, along with vitamin C and, of course, vitamin D3. You should always keep your D3 levels between 60 and 80. And always make sure the D3 has K2, because if you don't have enough K2 with the D3, the K2 pushes the vitamin D from the calcium absorption standpoint into the bones and not into the soft tissue, so it doesn't cause like hardening of the arteries, which is what another side effect of the statin drugs are. So there's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a health standpoint to reduce your risks of ever coming down with cancer. And now some people are saying can also be used as far as increasing your risks, your survival rate, your survival rates, you know, when you're coming down with cancer.
We'll hit that on the other side, folks. You're listening to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Dr. Ted Breuer is our guest. Healthmasters.com is the website. Again, healthmasters.com. He also has a show he does with his son, Austin, right here on Global Star Radio, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's also rebroadcast right after our show. We'll be back with Ted after this. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmannReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greenovative.com, that's greenovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke
ductless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.